From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Eureka Police Department awarded a $60,000 grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety for a year-long enforcement and public awareness program. The traffic safety program intended to educate the public on safe roadway habits and deter people from violating traffic laws. The grant from OTS will fund various education and enforcement activities for the 2019 federal fiscal year, which runs October 1st to September 30th. DUI checkpoints and saturation patrols to take suspected alcohol and drug-impaired drivers off the road, also those unlicensed or with a revoked or suspended license. Some money will be spent on distracted driving enforcement. Patrols at intersections with increased incidents of pedestrians and bike collisions will be a focus. Checking for seatbelt and child safety seat compliance. Motorcycle safety operations in areas with high rider volume and where higher rates of motorcycle crashes happen. Plus, speeding, red light, and stop sign enforcement will be a focus as well. Well, buildings in Eureka could be up to 6 stories tall under a new general plan just adopted by Eureka City Council. That general plan offers an outline for the city, including a new zoning code to take effect in December. There have been more than 24 public meetings leading up to the adoption, according to the Times Standard. In Curry County, they have updated evacuation information relating to the Klondike West fire. Following a cooperator's meeting with the Unified Command of the Klondike West Fire, as of 1 this afternoon, evacuation levels reduced for the following location. North side of the 33 Road, Agnes Road from Spud Road to Coon Rock Bridge moves from a level 3 to a level 2. That change only affects residences and businesses on the north side of the 33 Road, including Agnes RV Park and Cougar Lane Lodge. The changes are due to the fire behavior as well as suppression efforts. Well, New Way teachers are helping to raise money for their classrooms, benefited a fourth grade class in South Fortuna Elementary School this week. Their teacher, Shelley Stanley, requested 15 sets of snap circuits. Those teach kids about circuitry and electricity, and she did so through DonorsChoose.org. That is a crowdfunding website aimed at teachers. It's funded by Chevron's Fuel Your School program, which turns over about $1,000 for a particular classroom project to a school. Officials say this year, the program will fund about 100 of those projects. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.